Yeah, it's confusing. You don't bind it to a channel like you would think, right? You would think that you would just put it in a channel, and it would just, that would be the where it does the auto roaming. So the way it works is, I think you just put it on any digital channel, any one that you've already set to DMR, okay? And then when you go in the menu, there's a then the roaming menu option shows up. And so then you go into the roaming menu, and then you gotta have a zone selected. It's sort of like how you do scan groups, you have to or scan lists, you have to select which scan list you want to use. Well, in this case, you're selecting what roaming zone you want to use. So that's where, like, I'll pick, like, Detroit, for example. So I'll select that one. That will be the active roaming zone. And then I'll do one-time roaming. I'll click the one-time roaming zone, and then it'll do the scan to find the closest repeater. And so it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have a specific channel set for roaming. You just go to any one of your digital channels, and you turn zone, you turn roaming on. So there's like an auto repeater mode too, where it will do this all automatically. But I found that interferes with you if you want to use the radio in normal mode, right? So I just do one-time roaming, and then if I know I'm moving to another area, I can click it again. But then you think to yourself, well, why don't I just make separate channels for those repeaters?
I don't know how them other ones work, but the Motorola Creator Roam List got 16 channels, and you can call 16 frequencies that we use. We use 16 frequencies across the state. Put all 16 frequencies in there, and then it selects the best one when it hears it when you're in the roam channel. So the Motorola works. I don't know what the other ones, how they work. Okay, let us there.